a nano brewery. It's a tiny little brewery. It's about this big. The beers, you got to have a lot of them, I'll tell you that, because they're very tiny. Greg York is here from a nano brewery, Rustic Road Brewery, ladies and gentlemen, right here in the heart of Kenosha, Wisconsin. There he is. Oh, look how big the bottles are. I was wrong about that. How you doing?
Morning, Michael.
Good to see
you.
Wow. I thought a nano brewery would have tiny little bottles. They're humongous.
Everything's bigger in Kenosha.
Really? Pull in there so we can hear you. What'd you say?
I said everything's bigger in Kenosha.
Okay, so what do we got here?
Well, that is our Kenosha East India Ale.
Kenosha is in East India?
Yep.
Do they have a settlement there or something? Or?
We should.
Yeah, yeah. So let's start from the beginning here, and I'm going to drink it.
There you go.
While you're explaining everything about, we got some for everybody here. You want a little?
Yes.
Come and get it. I'm not going to deliver it here. John, this is an India Pale Ale sort of thing?
It is. Yep. Yeah. It's exactly right. Yeah. It's based on our Kenosha Pale Ale, which is a American Pale Ale.
Yeah. And it... Just take it. You're welcome, Clyde. Anybody else? Do I need more? Do you need some?
How much time?
No, go ahead. Tell us the whole story behind that. When did you start, for example, Rustic Road?
So we opened in June.
It's too early for me.
Yeah, it's not quite noon yet.
Okay.
So we opened in June of 2012. About 18 months ago.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, really? So it's that recent?
Yeah.
And what makes something a nano brewery as opposed to a, whatever they call it?
A microbrewery?
A microbrewery.
Sure, sure. So a typical microbrewery might make 7 to 10 barrels at a time, or 15 or 20.
Very good.
We make two.
You make two?
So very small. Think about like your corner bakery, but making something better with grain.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Where do you get, were you trained as a brewmaster?
Well, I started homebrewing in 1999 with a college buddy.
Yeah, you did? What college was that?
It's hard to remember.
NIU.
NIU.
Oh.
Yeah. So we were homebrewing.
So that's Northern Illinois we're talking about?
Northern Illinois University, yep, in DeKalb, Illinois.
Yeah.
So homebrewing.
Big beer school, is it?
Big beer school. Big beer and music, yeah. And then I went into IT, so figure that out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're making homebrew, and the first batch was great. Second batch, the thermometer broke in the pot on the stove, so not as good a batch.
This is quite delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hoppy.
I'm happy to meet you.
That's good. There it is. Set up for you.
Yeah, okay.
Make sure you save a little bit.
No, go ahead. You're telling me your life
our
story.
Our cabin up north here.
Yeah.
Too.
Is it hard actually to start a business, though? I mean, are there all kinds of licensing and all kinds of regulations?
Man, the government.
Because I have the county clerk right here, and I can get you through this.
That would help. Yeah, thank you. That'd be
and she'll
great.
Sign off. We're out of time already? We got to go. I mean, I say this beer is great. Tell us some of your other beers that you have there right now.
Sure, absolutely. We're striking our Queen Bee tonight. It's going to be a big, big party tonight.
Okay. And what kind of beer is that?
It's a Belgian triple.
Ooh, that sounds
big Belgian
really
beer
good.
With orange and coriander flavors.
Yeah.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin
Thank
Public Radio
much.
For Public Radio International.
Sorry,
Michael
time.
Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer. With assistance from Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook.
PRI, Public Radio International.